Okay, Duchess, this is side two. What else? I had a letter from Mother. Thank goodness. I had written her, well, I wrote her two notes and sent her two checks for her birthday and Mother's Day. And then I had sent a package to her back in March. Actually, it was March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. When I got back from Bangkok, I sent her that material. And I hadn't heard a word from her. And you had mentioned you called and spoke with her and everything was fine, but I still didn't know if she had received the material or not, or the checks. Anyway, so I had a letter just a couple of days ago, and she had received the checks and the material. So that was good. She said she liked the material. It was very pretty material, I thought. I'm glad she liked it. What else? I haven't heard from anybody else. I had written Mother when I mailed her some money. I had written and told her I would be home in June sometime, but I didn't know when. And so she does not know I'll be home the 18th, as far as I know. That is, I may have told her about there, but it wasn't confirmed, other than I would be home. Outside of that, I haven't told a soul. In fact, I probably should, because not that many people write, but I mean, if I, I should tell people to stop sending me mail after the first week of June, because I really won't be here much after that. And so, right. Can't think of anything. Two candlesticks. I had ordered two brass candlesticks from Pasix, and they wrote back, they canceled them, Duchess. They don't have them in stock. It means that at least for a month they won't have them in stock. And so, I don't know if I should order them again just before I leave or what. But that's too bad, because I have two big candles, and now I don't have the extra candlesticks. I am still waiting for several packages from Pasix. I have three boxes, but I must have another three or four at least coming, and hopefully they'll be here when I get back from Hawaii. I don't know. I hope so. The next 30 days or so will be busy, Duchess, because I have, you know, much to do. I've decided, Duchess, to sell the refrigerator. I read your letter, and I really don't think we have, one, that much need for extra room. We don't have that much beer or usually our desserts or things of that nature. And two, I think that it would be very cumbersome to put in a closet or try to find room for. It's not real small and it's not real big, but I think it would take up a lot of room. And also, Duchess, if it should get broken or something in a shipment, then we, you know, it's just a waste, really, because something could happen to it in being shipped. And who's going to lug it around, move it around in the house? You really don't have that kind of room. Also, the people here have a very hard time buying them. You know, I was lucky. Sometimes they come in to the PX, you know, dozens of them. And then you won't see him again for 4 or 5 months. Now, Alice has been trying to buy a refrigerator for 2 solid months. She either is trying to buy from the PX or from somebody going home, and she hasn't been able to buy one. So I told her I would sell it to her for $50, and she's been dying to buy it. You know, she keeps asking me. And so I feel a little bit sorry for people over here because they cannot get their hands on this type of item. It's very difficult. And so she is... In fact, several people, I use my refrigerator. They put things in it or ask me to put things in it. I have some cheese in there of Alice's, and they come to me for ice. I make ice cubes. And so I think somebody's at my door. You know what's happening? Alice and I were up on the roof. You know, today is Sunday. We usually go up on the roof for an hour or so. And the G4 section, they always come over on Sunday afternoon with all this booze, you know, for a party. And so we were up on the roof, and the G4 fellas, see, they go on their roof, which is next door, and they all waved at us and said, come on, let's go to the beach. Well, I don't like to go to the beach because all the Vietnamese kids stare at you and all this stuff because you're female, you know. Anyway, I said, okay, you people go over to the beach, and I'm going to come down and make a tape. and then I'll come back up on the roof again. Well, I think they've just come back from the beach, which is just across the street, and somebody was just at my door, but they didn't knock, they just went to the door. I can see through the curtains, you know, and I'm sitting here making the tape. I don't know who it was. It's probably one of the fellas wanting me to come up on the roof. So when I finish this tape, I will go back up, I guess, with them. They're a real fine group. We have a lot of nice people here at this BOQ. Last night we had a free meal. Every once in a while the club has extra monies and it buys a couple hundred steaks, and then we have a big steak meal, and it's free for everybody who's a member of the BOQ. And so we had delicious T-bone steaks yesterday, Duchess, and baked potato and salad, and they even gave out free beer. And then after dinner, Donna put on that play again, Egad, What a Cad. I think I told you about it. They put it on last week in the service club. It's only about a 45-minute production, and it's very humorous, extremely funny. So we had a mob of people last night between the free meal and the show. It was very crowded. And then I played some shuffleboard with John Thompson, my friend, and Pat Pasquarella, I'm sorry, Tanko and Pasquarella, Pat, he's very nice, and played some shuffleboard. Then we went up on their roof. I had never been up on their roof, and I went up there, and it's gorgeous, Duchess. You know, it's right over the China Sea. We're right on the China Sea, and the entire water at night is lit up from as far as you can see, Duchess, with these little boats, these little sandpan things and whatnot with lights on them. And it looks like a big highway across the water, and it isn't. It's all boats. They're fishing. So there are a lot of night fishing here. You don't see but a few in the daytime. But at night, when it's dark, they have hundreds and thousands, maybe, of boats all the way along. And they have all these little lights on them. And it's just beautiful. And so we went up on the roof and had a drink. And we stayed up there for about an hour. And it's just beautiful. In back of us, about a mile down the road behind us, there's a great big Buddha. It's a gorgeous thing. I don't know how tall it is, but it has lights on it. And you can't see from our roof. It's not as high as the next door roof. But you could see last night, and that was all lit up. And it's so pretty. You just, as John always says to me, it's a funny war. And it is. It really is a gorgeous spot. The flight down, Duchess, from Quinon to Natrang here, you can't believe the beautiful colors of the waters. Brilliant green and blue, grays, everything, and white sand beaches. And nobody on them. I mean, they're just deserted. Just as something else again. It really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Somebody like an American capitalist will come along one day and make a fortune. I mean, you can have 50 or 100 Coney Islands right up and down the coast here. That's how gorgeous they are. They're natural ports. Very, very lovely. Anyway, so what else can I tell you? Can't think of any. When I go to Hawaii, I don't think I'll take too much. This is going to be a mess, Duchess. I've got stuff here, you know, and a lot of stuff down at Long Bend. Some suitcases here. My Foot Locker's at Long Bend. It's just everything is split up. And all my clothes need to be cleaned. Oh, it's a shame. Last night, I must have had 60 compliments, Duchess. I wore this black dress that has a fringe on the bottom. And I felt like getting dressed up. Really, I was kidding Donna. I told her since we're going to the theater, you know, we don't have very much here to entertain us. So I said, well, since I'm going to the theater, I will put on my best, you know. So I put on this bitchy black dress I have, and I put earrings on, and I don't ever wear jewelry and never wear makeup, ever. I didn't wear makeup last. I did wear eye makeup, you know. And so I look very nice, and everybody, and the men all with the day cut up, you know, we don't have that many women, and so they were really, they were howling. There was one whole table, and I walked by, they were woo, 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 all over the place. There's something else again. Anyway, it was very pleasant, and so it's a rare occasion that we get dressed for anything, you know. I usually run around in a pair of a slack suit of some kind, or dungarees or something, and so Last night was kind of special. But most of my clothes have got to be cleaned, and we don't have a cleaner around here. We have one, Duchess, but I'm afraid to take anything there because they only do army clothes, and I've had so many things ruined that I'll just wait and send all the clothes home dirty, I think. I do have some clean things, some new things that I haven't worn at Long Bend. Everything I have here I've worn 100 times because I didn't bring that much up here. So I'll take an empty suitcase practically to Long Bend and put a few things in it, not many, you know, and then go to Hawaii. And I think I'll wait till I get all this stuff home and send it to the cleaners. I'm just going to come home, Duchess, with a small little bag. It's the one Faith sent me. Faith and John sent it to me a few months back. It's a very small blue bag. I think that's the only thing I'll carry. I cannot be bothered lugging heavy suitcases when I'm traveling. I'm too tired. You know, after 30, 40 hours of going, I haven't the strength to lift my feet, never mind anything else. And so I think I'll put all my clothes in my suitcases and my footlockers and send them home. I don't care, you know, if they take a while to get there. I don't need any clothes at home. I'll just wear a pair of shorts or something. And so that's what I'm going to do. Just take some underwear with me and take a little tiny suitcase and let it go at that. Be great. Be the first time I traveled so lightly. One thing I have to do is take a little train suitcase also because I'm going to keep that on board the aircraft with me, you know, the little train case. I'll put the jewelry in that, Duchess. I don't trust it in the luggage in the airplane. I want to keep it where I can put my hands on it. So I'll take that little train case, and that'll be all, and one larger suitcase. Right? Right. I have to have a swallow of my juice. Oh, I have to check on my car thing. I got a couple notices. I have to look at them again. There's no time for anything, Duchess. There really isn't. This morning, I slept late. I was exhausted. I was up until 1 something. And every time I turn around, somebody's wanting to go on a roof or go over here or do that. You know, no privacy whatsoever. Consequently, I'm never sifting through things. You know, once in a while I just break down and stay home for the evening. I don't go downstairs because once I go downstairs, everybody wants to buy you a drink and you watch the movie, you know, and I get upstairs and all I do is go to bed. what was I going to say? I've forgotten already. Oh, well, I can't think of anything else. 32 more days, Duchess. Wow. Oh, yeah, about my car. I have to try and get the plates, have the dealer put the plates on. I still don't, registration, right. I still don't know where in Hasbrook Heights yet. I have to get the car. Plus, I must pay the tax, too, because they didn't add that on, the state tax, which will be about $150, I think. And registration and get insurance and got lots of things to do, right? I get my Vega. Wow. Get excited. I really am and get anxious to go. Excuse me. Perhaps when I get home, to Hawaii, I can give my mother a call, too. I don't even know. Does mother have a phone? I do not have her number. And I will try and locate her when I get to Hawaii. So if you write to me, Duchess, this week, I won't get it, you know, for another 2 weeks almost. I told you, Jane Matthews is due back somewhere. She's supposed to come back, you know, every day for the last 2 months, but she didn't ever make it. And so Betty is going on leave on the 21st, the day after I go. She's going away for 10 days. And the latest word I got is Jane is coming in on the 22nd. Well, nobody's going to be here. Vera and Charmaine will be here. But Betty's going to try and catch her in Hawaii. Jane is going to be in Hawaii the same time I am. She's coming this way, and she's going to stay in Hawaii 3 or 4 days. And so, I don't know, Duchess. You know, well-made plans of mice and men. It never fails out. Well, this is one now, Duchess. Just take care, and please go on your vacation and do whatever your plans are to do. And don't worry about me. I'll try to keep you posted. But and I cannot tape to you for at least 2 weeks now. But I will be home sometime the 18th or 19th, for sure, right? Right, so you might just pass that word on, and all I'm going to do is sleep, right? Right. I'll be very tired when I get home. I'll sleep and watch TV. I haven't seen TV, you know. I go crazy about TV. I never get to see it. It's been a long time. Bye-bye.